Welcome, everybody. We are in this is Mary Craig Ministries. We are in a series, Believe in Jesus, Believe Jesus, Believe What Jesus Believes. And our lesson today is The True Sons of Abraham from John 8, verses 39 to 59. And I am Dr. Mary Craig. Let's pray. Father God, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose we are and whom we serve. We thank you for the body and blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ on our behalf. We thank you, God, for his life, for his death that paid the penalty for our sin. We thank you that he was buried and on the third day he rose again from the dead. We thank you that Jesus sits at the right hand of the Almighty, King of kings, Lord of lords, ruler over the kings of this earth, Son of God, God the Son. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit, and we ask that your Holy Spirit come as the Spirit of truth to guide us into the truth of your word, to reveal Jesus Christ to us. And we thank you, Lord. We need the help of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so in our series, Jesus now turns to answer the question of who is your father, really? He has been talking to, quote, those Jews which believed in him, or believed on him, unquote, from John 8, John 8:31. He has exhorted them to continue in his word, if they are to be his disciples indeed. So they are to continue in his word, if they are to be his disciples indeed. He has told them that whenever they did that, they would know the truth, and the truth shall make them free. But how could that be, since they want to kill Jesus? Okay, so thinking about John 8, verses 39 to 47, we were thinking about why these Jews do not, in fact, believe. This is a back and forth dialogue between Jesus and these professing to believe in Jesus, the Jews that were professing to believe in Jesus. So they have this dialogue back and forth. They answered to him, the father of us is Abraham. They maintained that Abraham was their father. And Jesus said to them, if in fact you were Abraham's children, the works of Abraham you would do. Now, however, you seek to kill a man who the truth to you has spoken, that which I heard from God. This Abraham absolutely did not do. Excuse me. You are doing the works of the father of you. You're doing the works of your father. So then they said to Jesus, what? We out of sexual immorality not have been born, In other words, we were not born out of sexual immorality. Our father, we have one father, the God. Jesus said, in fact, the God, father of you, if God were really your father, you would have loved me, you would have loved me anyhow. I indeed came from God, and I came forth from God, and I am here. Not even indeed of myself have I come, but he sent me because of why of my speech do you not understand? In other words, why don't you understand my speech? Because you are not able to hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you desire to do. He was a murderer from the beginning, from the start. And in the truth, not has stood, meaning the devil doesn't stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. There's no truth in the devil. Whenever he might speak the falsehood, he speaks from his own. In other words, the devil is nothing but a liar, and that's all he can do. He just speaks lies, and we have to remember that. He speaks lies. For a liar he is, and the father of lies. I, moreover, because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me concerning sin? If factually or in fact that I speak the truth, because of why do you not believe me? Why don't you believe me? What's your reason? If in fact I'm speaking the truth, is what he's saying. He who is not of God, he who is of God, the words of God hears. In other words, a person who is of God will hear the words of God. Because of this, you hear not, because you are not of God. This is strong language. Bottom line, these Jews to whom Jesus speaks do not believe because they do not belong. They are not of God, but of their father, the devil. And let's see what goes on next. The temporal curses of Genesis 3 end whenever someone dies. However, the second death follows after the final judgment. The eternal consequences of being either of the seed of Satan or of the seed of Christ is either eternal damnation or eternal life, or eternal punishment or eternal life. Jesus asserts that these folks have another kinship, a spiritual kinship, which negates their physical descent from Abraham. Abraham was called the friend of God, Isaiah 41:8, and Moses also, Exodus 3:33, verse 11. The Jews here imply that they are aligned with Jesus and are also friends of God, but deeds count more than ancestry. Romans 9, verses 6 and following. The murder plot arises out of this fundamental hostility to the true and living God. Jesus was right there in the flesh speaking to them. His message, which came from God, his Father, what he has heard first from God. Jesus implies that their evil deeds are the result of their real paternity. Their father is the devil, and the deeds of their father, that's what they do. There is a family likeness. Because they failed to recognize Jesus as sent by God, the true God, shows that they do not know the ways of the true God. They reply that they are not bastards born of fornication. They claim the highest spiritual paternity about their father. They are maintaining here that God is the only father they recognize, and their take on this might be that the forsaking of Jehovah or Yahweh is frequently likened in the Old Testament to fornication or adultery. Thus, they would be claiming that they are not apostate Jews, but retain a firm hold on true religion. If God were your father, and he is not, Jesus says, you would love me, and you do not. They didn't love Jesus. They weren't loyal to him. They didn't like him. They wanted to kill him. The evidence is in the attitude toward Jesus. Jesus came out from God, the incarnation, and has come not on a self-originated mission, but as one sent by the Father. He was sent by the Father to save, and he was sent on a mission with a message. And what he hears the Father speak, that's what he speaks. Jesus contrasts speech and the word. Speech denotes expression, the outward shape of a discourse. The word, capital W, signifies content. One way to say it would be to say, why do you not understand my language? Because you cannot comprehend my thought. The Jews are not hearing. They are caught up in preconceptions. They have preconceived notions and not perceiving truth when it is given to them. We all have to watch out for that. We all have to watch out for having preconceived ideas that hinder us from perceiving truth when it's given to us. So, the truth repels them. It is repulsive to them. This is not some failure of intellect. It is deeper than that. This goes back to that enmity in Genesis 3:15 that God put between the two seeds, the seed of Christ and the seed of Satan. The kinship of these Jews is with Satan. The devil is their father, and they desire what their father desires, and they set their will on doing his evil desires voluntarily. To do is continuous in the Greek. They keep on doing it. They're doing it. They're just doing it. They keep on doing it. This is talking about a very strong desire, directly evil. Jesus has charged them with trying to murder him in verse 40. They are inclined to it, 1 John 3, verse 12. It was through Satan that Adam became mortal, Romans 5, verses 12 and following. Satan thus became the murderer. Satan existed prior, but not until opportunity presented itself did Satan have opportunity to show himself and his children as man-killer. Satan has no interest in truth. His habitat is falsehood. At the core, he is a liar. Deep down at the core of the devil, he's a liar. He's the father, the origin. He's the father of lies. He's a murderer. So at the core, he is a liar. He's the father of lying. Those who live in a false way, as Jesus says his opponents are doing, do but reflect their kinship with the devil. Satan was from the beginning a murderer and was not standing in the truth. There's no truth in him. That was and is even now his continuing characteristic. So this is why some people, when they do what is called deliverance of someone, try to talk to demons, and they listen to the demons say this or that. They lie. We're not going to get truth from the demon. We're not going to get truth from Satan. Why do they believe that? Like when Satan claimed, when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, you know, all the kingdoms of the world, you know, were like his, belonging to the devil, and he had authority and could do whatever. No, he's a liar. At the very core of his being, he is a liar. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. God is the creator. God is the owner of everything. God is sovereign. God is holy. And Jesus knew the temptation was to believe the devil, that the devil was telling the truth. He didn't tell the truth. Don't expect truth to come out of the mouth of the devil and demons. We get our truth from the Word of God. We get our truth from the one true and living God. Not from the no gods. So there's no truth in him. The Jews did not believe or respond to truth because they did not belong. They were not of God. They were of their father, the devil. This whole thing is a sham. These guys could find no fault in Jesus. They could not point to any sin at all in Jesus. Yet they also could not believe him when he spoke truth. If in fact he was speaking the truth, they should have believed him. But they didn't believe him. We have to believe in Jesus. We have to believe Jesus. Now, the words of Christ in many Bibles are in red. When Jesus speaks and says, verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, and any time Jesus speaks, he's speaking truth. The Word of God gives us truth. And if you notice, when the Bible talks about this character or person or that, they're not perfect people. Far from it. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The only righteous one is Jesus Christ. He has no iniquity. He is God made flesh. God come in the flesh. His heart is not bent towards evil. His heart is not bent toward any iniquity. He's straight. And God makes crooked places straight. Someone must be of God to hear the words of God. We have to belong. We have to be of God to hear the words of God. Jesus' opponents are not of God. Because they lack the necessary kinship with heaven, they do not heed the things Jesus said. Their works are done deceitfully. Barclay says, quote, "Unless the Spirit of God is in a man's heart, he cannot recognize God's truth when he sees it," unquote. So you see, when a person is saved, they're called. There's a general call that goes out. For some, that call becomes effectual by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the first thing that happens is the Holy Spirit regenerates the heart. It starts with the heart of a person. That heart, God gives a person a new heart. And with that new heart, the person turns away from sin and towards God. And only then do they start to hear God, hear the truth. Only then do they start to see, hear and see, and comprehend and perceive truth. And they respond then, only then do they respond in faith to believe in Jesus, to believe Jesus, and believe what Jesus believes. Only then. And then that is like the repentance unto life. We are dead in our trespasses and sin until God turns our hearts. And we are born out of God. It's called being born again, born out of God. We become born out of God ones, O-N-E-S, born out of God ones, 1 John. And we need to remember that and pray for people's hearts, for God to turn their hearts, that God will change their hearts to regenerate them. And then they will respond as God the Holy Spirit is leading them to respond. So what does Jesus believe here? Number one, Jesus believes Jews are Abraham's children if, in fact, they do the works of Abraham. But these Jews who said they believed on him, Jesus, sought to kill Jesus, someone who told them the truth, which he has heard of God. Abraham didn't do that. Number two, Jesus believes these Jews were of their father the devil and did the deeds of their father. For if, in fact, God were their father, they would love Jesus, for he proceeded forth and came from God, not sent of himself, but the Father sent him. He was sent by the Father on a mission with a message. That message is a message of salvation. We call it the gospel of Jesus Christ. Number three, Jesus believes these Jews do not believe because they cannot hear his word. They are of their father the devil and do the will of the devil according to the desires of the devil. You can also look at 2 Timothy 2, 25 and 26. The devil was a murderer from the beginning and did not abide in the truth because there is no truth in the devil. The devil is a liar and the father of lies. The big thing to remember is there's no truth in the devil. It's not there. If you're looking for the truth, don't look for the truth in anyone but Jesus Christ, the Word of God, and in the living and true God. And not some no God. And don't look for truth in the devil. It's not there. Number four, Jesus believes that because he tells the truth, these Jews do not believe him. They don't believe him. Why do they not believe him? Because the one that is of God hears God's words. These do not hear God's words. Why? Because they are not of God. They don't believe because they don't belong. They are of a different kinship. Genesis 3, verse 15. And so that is the end of our lesson on John 8, verses 39 to 59. And so we say to this, Father God, to all who hear, let them hear. And Lord God, we do pray that your Holy Spirit would make effectual the call that goes out when Jesus calls, come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Let them heed the call as you regenerate hearts, for you regenerate the heart by the Holy Spirit, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to your mercy, you save us. By the renewing of the Holy Spirit and by regeneration of the Holy Spirit. That's what you do. And so, Lord, may your Holy Spirit go out and regenerate, turn hearts, and change and transform lives. Lord, regenerate those that you have chosen to be born out of God, to be born again, born anew. And then grant the faith, which is a gift, and the repentance unto life, which is a gift. And let these desire you, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, desire Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and Master, and desire the Holy Spirit, Lord God, to guide them into the truth of the Word of God, to align with the Word of God, and to receive truth in the inward parts. You are the one, Lord God, who transforms a life. You renew minds, and you want this relationship, a covenant bond, a bond in blood, a blood covenant in Jesus Christ. It cannot be broken. It cannot be broken. And you are with us always, So, Lord, we pray to be true sons of Abraham, who is of faith, is of faith and not of works, is of faith. And we ask, Lord Jesus, that you give us eternal life, for you have said that it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. We don't have to take it by force. It's your good pleasure to give us this kingdom. You're the giver of all things. Every good and perfect gift is from you. And so we thank you, we praise you, we bless your holy name. We thank you that even now you are redeeming people from the pit of destruction. You redeem our lives from the pit. You forgive our sins based on the work of Christ on the cross, who died to pay the penalty for our sins, transgressions, trespasses, covenant-breaking, law-breaking, unrighteousness, and a whole list of things. And we bless your holy name. Help us, O God, to know the truth that sets us free. For we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God the Son, Son of God, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. Amen.